Sweet Virgin Brian has a show. Trying to see how far he's willing to go. Is it love we want to know?
Oh boy, wow. All right. These are fun because I can just start whenever I want to. Oh my God, isn't that great? God, this is... Haven't done this in a while. All right. Here we go. Hello and welcome to the Sweet Virgin Brian, the show about love hosted by someone who has never made love. I'm your virgin host, Brian Inseong, and I brought you here to this Cheesecake Factory because I wanted to do this in person. I think it's time we take a little break, guys. I'm sorry. It's not you. It's 100% me. You know, we've been seeing each other for pretty much 62 weeks now, and you know, this doesn't mean it has to be over, but I think we just need a break. And, you know, maybe we'll come out of this break as different people and we can come back to each other. I don't know. Yeah, okay, I wanted to record this episode because I'll just say it right up top. The podcast. We're taking a little break with the podcast. This is being recorded on May 1st. It's for those marking what the state of the world is like these days. We're still in social distance times, quarantine time, still in the thick of it. And yeah, I want to take a break from the show. There's many reasons why. It truly, that bit earlier, it's truly not you. It's just that, I don't know, a show about love, sex, and relationships seems horribly unrelatable in these lonely-ass times. I'm finding that, I don't really need advice in the dating scene or on love because I don't really see human beings anymore. I'm not putting myself out there. I just deleted the dating apps from my phone, you know? So it doesn't feel especially relevant. I don't know, talking about love. Quarantine times are crazy. These remote records, there's been technological tragedies for almost every single one. Maybe not tragedies, but it's too stressful. And, you know, these times are so stressful, guys. I don't need any more added stress in my life. Yeah, the remote records are tougher for me and editor Hunter Edwards. And I just feel like, oh, there's sirens going off. See, this is stressful times. There are sirens outside my window right now. Crazy. I don't think you guys can hear that. Anyway, yeah, they're harder to do. Honestly, just not the same. Guys, just not the same as those IRL records, you know? I feel like it's not the guest's fault, but there's just, you know, when you're doing these things over a screen, I think there's like a dip in quality in the conversations because a lot of like weird pauses and there's like a lot of like lag. So people interrupt each other just based on that. It's different, I think. So that's one reason. That's another reason we're going to take a little break from the show. What are the other reasons? Oh, well, one, we've been doing this. I think you're a part of this journey as well. I've been doing this show for, God, this is episode 62, so a little over a year, and I've never taken a break at all, which is crazy. I've never missed a week. I don't think I've even missed a Sunday, which is good. You know, it's nice to have deadlines and keep consistency. That's how podcasts and internet content gets big, you know, is consistency. So I want to hold myself to that standard, right? But doing this for a whole year straight has been sort of, not exhausting, but it's been a lot of work. It's a surprising amount of work, you know, because I have to book the show, I have to set up the records, I have to think of all the questions, I have to run all the social media stuff, I have to upload the podcast. Like, oh my God, even before, God, thank God Hunter started editing because, yeah, it was just getting too much. It was just getting too much. But yeah, it's a lot of work and I've never taken a break. And spoilers, newsflash, guys, I don't get paid for this at all, so it's kind of harder to keep it going, I guess, when the only thing I get out of it, I guess, is personal fulfillment. But, you know, like I said, for the first reason, it doesn't feel as fun to talk about relationships and stuff when everybody's situation is so either horribly lonely, people are horribly lonely and single, or everyone's shacked up with their partner, which is also is good for sure, but not a lot of variant situations. You know what I mean? I feel like the episodes are just going to start getting repetitive. Either someone's going to say, oh yeah, I'm off the apps and I'm alone and I'm masturbating like 100 times a day. Or people are going to be like, yeah, I'm with my partner in our apartment and we keep each other company. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Doesn't feel like there's a lot of growth potential for the show as far as quality conversation in these trying times. So we're going to take a break. You know, it might be a nice time for me to recharge, you know, figure out what I want to do with this show. I just don't want to do it if I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? I feel like the quality of the show will suffer. I don't want to waste my guest time if the host is sort of checked out, you know? So yeah, we'll take a month off at least a month. It's going to be at least a month. So this comes out on May 3rd. So we'll pick it back up at the first week of June at the earliest. I think I'll for sure, if we're not going to continue it, maybe we'll just do like a month update. You know, maybe just like I'll check in, or it'll be a whole episode. You know, follow at Virgin Brian Pod on Twitter and Instagram for juicy updates on that. It feels weird. I want to see how I feel during the break. Will it feel good? What if it feels amazing? I just don't want to come back to the show. Oh, who knows? Or who knows? Maybe in a month, the world will be over and podcasting will be less needed than ever. Hard to say. I don't know what else to say. I guess I could leave you on like my mindset, my brain set right now. We'll do a final date update for, wow, guys. It's going to be the final date update for a whole month, guys. Isn't that tragic? So this is a date update, an update on my dating life. Not great. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to do it. Not ideal. As brought up in the Chrissy episode, I had to end things with someone recently. That wasn't fun because it was a very nice person. It's just a compatibility thing. So that was a bummer. And then shortly after that, I think I went on a date of a Zoom date, a video call date. Everyone knows what Zoom is at this point. It's inescapable. I went on a date with someone via Zoom, first date, never met in real life. So this is the first time I did like a date from a first impression date via online. And it was not great at all. Very not romantic. I mean, I wore clothes that I would wear on a date. I wore my snail mail sweater. I wore a Mitski shirt under. I wore jeans. But she was very much just in her home clothes in her bed. And we just sort of like, you know, exchange the usual. What do you do? What do I, what do you like? Where do you live? Et cetera, stuff. Standard first date stuff, but like no chemistry flying at all because it felt like a fucking job interview, you know? And there's no like excitement of having like a human being in front of you. So that was like whatever. And then we went on a second video date and then that was even worse. It was so crazy because like, right when the video date started, she was playing Animal Crossing, which sounds like a dream, right? In a theory, but it was not because she was playing Animal Crossing and just playing it. And then I thought we were going to have conversation, but I don't know. Maybe I could have stirred the conversation to like, hey, how are you? How was your day? I mean, that's the thing. I even asked her how her day was. She was like, I just stayed home and did some like applied to schools or something. And I was like, cool. Anything else? I was like, no, it's hard to have conversations now too. But yeah, I asked her how that was and then she was playing Animal Crossing and then like she would just talk about Animal Crossing like, oh, I gotta catch this present. Ooh, I gotta get this fish. Ooh, I gotta get this fruit. And I was like, I don't know how to work in a more conversation if you're gonna keep doing this. And then I was like, you can come visit my island if you want. So I brought out my Switch. And I was like waiting for her to come to my island, but then she kept getting stopped by little chores. Like, oh, I got to talk to this villager. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then she came into my island. She walked around my island, looked at all my shit. And then that was only an hour day. And then she had to go watch a movie with her roommates and left. And it was not romantic at all. It truly felt like we were a couple who's been together for years, and we both got off of work and we just sat down on the couch and played Animal Crossing next to each other and barely spoke. It was not ideal. Ugh, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to truly connect with someone through these fucking things. Not from scratch. The person has to be truly on your fucking level, I think, to connect with someone through these video calls and like through text. I think they have to be like your fucking soulmate if that exists. You know what I mean? They have to be on the same fucking page in the same fucking first edition book. So yeah, that felt shitty, kinda. And then and then we text a little bit, and then there's like a gap in text. I was like, the ball was in her quote, so to speak. Wait, the ball was in her court, not in her quote. Stupid me. This is why we're taking a break. The ball was in her court, text wise. She didn't respond. And then I was like, you know what? She was fine enough. I'm going to just do like a one more text, you know, even though take possession back of the ball, I guess. And I just went, hey, how are you? No response. So I got kind of ghosted. It's the first time I've been ghosted, really. Here's what I consider ghosting. If you've met and they stopped and then later on they just stopped talking to you without telling you why or like, hey, this is over, that's a ghost to me. I know me and this lady, let's call her, I don't know, fucking Judy. Doesn't matter. This is the only time she'll ever be brought up. Judy... like, we didn't really meet, but we, like, spoke and saw each other. We did the closest you can to meeting in these circumstances that isn't immoral, i.e., you know, actually meeting physically in a flesh space. But, yeah, so that's shitty because, you know, it sucks, too. It's that same, there's, like, a pride mentality to it, too. It's like, oh, you ghosted me? Sorry. I wasn't that into you either. You know, you can't fire me. I fucking quit. It sucks that this relationship, as short as it was, ends with me going, hey, how are you? And then I'm just like the, how are you fuck boy who texted her. It's fine. Doesn't matter. It's a person I'll never meet. And it didn't work out. It's fine. And then after that, I deleted my apps because I'm like, well, that fucking sucked so bad. I don't want to fucking just like, talk to people through text and then video calls and then nothing happens. What? I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's a point to it. I'm very discouraged, guys. I slapped my thigh in discouragement. I don't know if you heard that. But yeah, that's the date update. I'm just going to ride out this quarantine thing single, I guess, which is fine. It's fine. I don't know. I've been single my whole fucking life. More or less, minus the 3-month relationship I had last year. So, what's the difference now? Except for I can't even see my friends. Other than that, it's the same, except for the fucking tragedy happening to all of us. Oh, God. I don't want this to be a bummer. But, I don't know. That's why I don't want to keep doing the show, I think. I think because I'm in like a kind of a bummer mood. At least as far as like relationships and love and stuff goes, I don't want to just keep bumming you out for weeks. So we're taking a break. At least 1 month. What can you do in that break, listener? Oh my God, we have a fucking 61 episodes. Either re-listen to all of them or this is your time. This is your time to catch up. Huh? Have you not listened to every episode? Now you got time. Catch up to the canon for season 2. I've said so many times, what is season 2 of the show? Is it after episode 50? I think after the break, actually. This is the end of season 1 now. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Doesn't matter what season we're in. Anyway. Yeah. I think that's all I got to say. I guess I can say thank you for listening all this year plus. It's been very nice. Oh, you know what? Honestly, this is such a weird thing. This is not me like begging for compliments, but like if there was any time to send me feedback or your thoughts on the show, I think now would be the time, you know? sweetvirginbrian@gmail.com, @virginbrianpod on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You know, if you told me how much you like this show, it might motivate me to do it some more. I don't know. So if you're listening to this like the day it comes out or whatever, or within the month hiatus, maybe hit me up and be like, hey, I like the show. Keep doing it. No guarantees I'll keep doing it, but it'll definitely motivate me to not fucking quit forever, knowing that people like it and want to hear it some more. Whatever, who cares? I mean, I care. I care about you, the listener. I care about me. Self-care, all that jazz. But yeah, we're taking a break. I've said that 100 times, but we're doing it. It's going to be at least a month. We're going to sort of regroup, see where the world is at in a month, see where I'm at in a month. I guess that's it. I guess that's the episode. A little date update, a little podcast update. But yeah, sincerely, to anyone who has ever been on this show, to anybody who's ever listened, people who've listened to every episode, people who've reached out to me saying they like the show, people who've reviewed the show and rated the show on Apple Podcasts, a sincere thank you. Yeah, I would not do it if it wasn't for all the amazing people who have been on the show and the amazing people who listen. And yeah, this isn't the end of the show. If anything, yeah, this isn't the end of the show. If there's an end of the show, it's going to be like a big 2-hour episode with a great, great guest. We'll be back. Or the next time we're back, it'll be the last episode. Hard to say. Hard to say. That's what I'm saying. You got to email me. Beg me to stay. Beg for it. But yeah, well, this has gone on too long. No one wants to hear this much shit. I mean, this isn't the last time we're... Oh, God, I don't want this to feel like the end, guys. This is what a breakup is like. Maybe. I don't know. Is this what a breakup is like? I mean, this is one of the longest relationships I've had. A year. And now I've had relationships longer than a year, like friendships and, you know, and the whatnot. But this is like the longest project I've ever done. No, I did Patsy for 2... Oh, we're straying. This is one of my passion projects, so it feels weird to stop doing it for a little bit. But I might need that break, you know, Kiki's Delivery Service. Take the break, realize why you love doing it, and then come back to it. You know? Find out why I loved flying in the first place. Kiki's Delivery Service, gotta watch it. Anyway, oh my God, I don't want this to be over 30 minutes. So, we'll check back in. I'm gonna get the official date, because I could definitely do at least another check-in in a month. By myself, another like 30 minute. So we'll be back on June 7th, either with a full episode or another little update or something, or the final episode. But either way, tune in June 7th for that. Do I feel good about this? I think I feel good about this. Who knows? Maybe I'll hate the break so much that we'll just fucking come back in May. I don't know. But you know what I do know? I know that I'm thankful for everybody who makes this show possible, like editor Hunter Edwards. And I want to thank Rena Hundert for making the show's theme song. I want to thank Brian Bamps for making the show's artwork. What else? I'm doing this without my notes. I kind of just like started this willy-nilly, you know. I actually just took a shower. I'm in my boxers and I just like set up the fucking record. So I don't have my notes in front of me. So let's see if I can do this from the dome. I thanked everybody. You can follow this program at Virgin Brian Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Get updates on the show. See if we're coming back. Maybe I'll post some like filler content, maybe little blog posts, you know, to make up for the lack of episodes. Email the show at sweetvirginbrian@gmail.com. Say hi. I got more time now that I'm not doing the show. I can respond to your emails. Tell me what you want for the reboot of the show when we come back in June, or just tell me how much you miss me if you want. I don't know. But you have the email. This feels weird to ask, but rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, you know? That's important. If I see, wow, what if on my little break I see how many people rated and reviewed the show, and I was like, well, I have to come back to do the beloved show. It's like why people do sequels to movies, is because the people want more. So maybe leave those reviews and rate the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the show. I mean, might be the best time to tell your friend about the show, because then they can catch up. They have a whole month to catch up. If they listen to 2 episodes a day, they could catch up to the whole canon. Tell your friend about the show. They can listen to the whole thing and come back, and then they'll be thirsty for it when, by the time it, you know, comes back. Tease them with the 60 episodes and then come back strong. So tell your friends about the show. God, this is the part where I usually say tune in next week for the Sweet Virgin Brian, but where that's not what's going to happen. I guess tune in next month for another episode of The Sweet Virgin Brian. I guess these are my final words to you for a month, so I can make them count. I love you. Truly take care of each other and your friends. Check in on your friends and your loved ones. Take care of yourself. Do what you can to, make it through this horrible situation we're all in. Know that we're all in this together. Know that nothing lasts forever, so even this will end. And, keep strangers safe, social distance, all that stuff. And, yeah, I guess that's it, huh? Yeah, I love you very much. And take care.
Hey, this is Hunter Edwards. Hey, this is Hunter Edwards, editor of the Sweet Virgin Brian podcast. I thought it'd be kind of funny if I put some sad music over the end of that right there, just because it was pretty depressing when I was editing it, and even by my standards, and I don't want to. Maybe this is going against Brian's wishes, but I just thought, it'd be funny. So I apologize to Brian and Siong for taking liberties with the podcast and not only making this this episode longer than 30 minutes now because of the explanation, but having a goof at the end. Geez. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. That's my catchphrase. You guys didn't know I had one, and that's what it is.